Welcome to 5 Things You Didn't Know, But Now You Do. I'm your host, Angela Betancourt, and I'm thrilled that you've tuned in this week. Thank you so much. I'm very excited about this podcast because I really want to be able to speak to people and bring people to the podcast that are leaders in their fields, leaders in what they do, and people that give back, and people that are just doing amazing things in this world and having great impact and learning from them, particularly learning 5 things from them. And this week, I wanted to put the spotlight on an organization that I really love, that I think is doing wonderful work, called the Little Dream Foundation. And if you don't know about the Little Dream Foundation, I kind of want to consider that a bonus thing to learn today, because they are truly wonderful, and they're helping to fulfill the dreams of young talents of all types within the worlds of music, art, and sports. And the two people that are behind this foundation are absolutely unbelievable, legendary, epic, iconic people. The Little Dreams Foundation was founded in the year 2000, by Orianne and Phil Collins. And yes, I mean that Phil Collins, the Phil Collins, 5-time Grammy Award winning music legend, Phil Collins, whose songs were on the radio probably more than anyone else's songs in the 80s and I think early 90s. If you don't know Phil Collins, I just don't have any other words. He is just legendary and iconic and amazing. And he is the co-founder of this organization. And his wife, Orianne Collins, is a philanthropist and the founder and also designer behind the Orianne Collins jewelry line, which just has absolutely stunning and gorgeous pieces of jewelry. I'll have links to that on the website, 5thingsyoudidn'tknow.com. So Phil and Orianne Collins founded the Little Dreams Foundation in the year 2000. Orianne Collins is also the chairman of the foundation, and they have set out to try to have impact on children's lives all over the world. And Phil Collins has gotten all of his super famous friends to participate in this foundation over many years. And I was just really excited to have the opportunity to meet them yesterday and to sit with them briefly to hear 5 things that we don't know about their organization, and hopefully shed some light on some of the wonderful work that they're doing. And, you know, I just really admire somebody like Phil Collins, who has, given of his time to help mentor young people. They have an upcoming gala on November 15th, and their previous galas have featured international recording artists such as Richard Marx, K.T. Tunsil, just many, many others. And all the proceeds that they raise for the Little Dreamers, they call them, goes directly to benefit these young people and achieving their dreams across music, art, and sports. And to have the opportunity to sit with Orianne and Phil Collins was unbelievable. And I will phase that in now into this podcast so that you can learn 5 things that you didn't know about them. And I did ask Phil questions about his upcoming tour, which I think is great. It's called Not Dead Yet, which is really funny, but really also very fun. And so here we go. Stay tuned for after for some additional insights.
Hi.
Well, I think the first thing that people don't know is that the foundation is 18 years old, and we've been doing that for a long, long time. We support kids all around the world. We have entities in France, in Switzerland, in UK, in Zimbabwe, and in Morocco, and in Belgium, and here in the States. So we have a lot of people working for the foundation. What else can we say?
Well, it takes a lot of work to organize the gala, because you know it's quite close to Christmas. A lot of artists are taking Christmas off, so that's always a challenge to get a good lineup. Yeah.
What's the third thing?
The third thing is our son Nicholas is going to perform with his band and 5800, and Nicholas is also the drummer of Phil, who's here.
Hi. It's for my podcast.
Oh, hi.
And we're talking about five things that listeners don't know about the Little Dreams Foundation. And so we just said three things, and...
You were the third.
You were the third, yes.
I say that you're going to perform at the gala with your band, and you are the drummer of Phil.
Yeah. And he's got to go to rehearsals, so
he has to go to work.
Goodbye.
He has to go to work.
Yeah, I'll see you in a little while.
And perhaps maybe a fourth thing is, you mentioned that it takes up a lot of work to put this together. How big is the team?
We have a team of 10 people working here in Miami, and we also have the PR company working for the event, and so it's a lot of people who are, you know, in place to organize it, because we have the silent auction, we have the auction, we have all the dinner. So we're working with Terry Catering, who's been doing that for years for us, and so it's a big team of professionals that comes together to put the show together.
And then one final thing that we don't know.
I have no idea. I have no idea. I mean,
we support 168 kids around the world.
That's amazing.
And they all have, you know, personalized education for them, and we help them until they get all the tools in order to become professional. So we had some fantastic achievements. For example, we had one kid who started in the foundation. He was 7 years old, and he said to us, "I want to become a world champion of karate." So now he's 24. He's a professor in university for biology and mathematics, and he's twice world champion. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, that's a fantastic story.
And can you just share one thing about your tour, which is really exciting that you're back out there? I know your son's your drummer. That's really exciting. And what are you most looking forward to?
Well, I haven't played America for, well, since the Genesis reunion, I suppose, is 2007. But whatever, it's 10 years ago. So it's going to be nice to go around. I mean, the dates are sold out, so it's going to be nice to go around to people and play that they're excited to be there, you know. I mean, it's all good.
Thank you both so much. Thank you. And there you have it. Five things you didn't know, but now you do, about the Little Dreams Foundation. A very special thank you again to Orianne and Phil Collins for taking the time to sit with me yesterday to share these five things. I know how crazy their schedule was, so I really appreciate the time. It was also a lot of fun to have their son, Nicholas, who's also Phil's drummer, make a brief cameo. Thank you all very much. I'm going to include a link on the website to Orianne's jewelry line, to Nicholas's band, to the Little Dreams Foundation, and I'll have some insight there about the upcoming gala on November 15th. So check that out at fivethingsyoudidn'tknow.com, and that's five spelled out, F-I-V-E, thingsyoudidn'tknow.com. Thank you so much to all of you for listening in. I really appreciate it. As always, And I hope that you will tune in next week. We have a very exciting guest, and I think you'll learn 5 new things that you didn't know. So until then, thank you again, and bye.